Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shavuos Daf Lamed Vav, Shavuos 36. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is telling us the meaning of certain words that can be used as part of an oath. In this context, Gemara talks about the word Amen. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, taught that the word Amen can mean Bo Shavua. It can mean an oath, meaning to say one who says the word Amen after people who have told him to take an oath, and can refer to somebody saying that they are accepting words, Kabolas Tavaram, meaning to say if a person says to his friend that he's stipulating something and that he wants him to do something on the basis of this, and the friend says Amen, then he is responsible to uphold the stipulation. And the third thing that Amen can be is Hamanas Tavaram. It can mean like MS, the word truth. And if you, therefore, as Rashi says, that is appropriate to answer Amen after a prayer or a techina. He doesn't say a blessing. He says here a techina, a prayer, because it's an expression of ma'amin hadvarim. May it be the will that this should indeed be true and happen. And so the Gemara now proves that Amen can be either a shavua, a kabbalas tvarm, or a hamanas tvarm. It can be either an oath, an acceptance of a stipulation, or it can mean basically an affirmation of a prayer that it come true. So how do we know that Amen can be said in response to an oath? This is because it says in the portion of Sota, which we read about in the book of Bamidbar, chapter 5, verse 22, that a Kohen makes a woman who is accused of being adultery, he makes her take an oath, and he says the words, prove that you are not guilty, and she says, Va'amra Aisha, Amen, Amen. She says, Amen, Amen. And from here we see that the word Amen after an oath is considered to be as though you have said the oath yourself. Even though you didn't say the oath yourself, just by saying Amen, it's as though you have affirmed the words of the oath. The second thing that Amen means, according to the Gemara, is Kabbalas Devar, meaning to say that you accept a stipulation upon yourself. And the way we know this is also from a biblical source, because it states in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 26, that the children of Israel, after they crossed the Jordan River, were going to hear blessings and curses. And after they hear these blessings and curses, the verse states, Arur asher lo yakim es divrei Torah zos lasos osam. Cursed to be the ones who do not uphold these words of these Torah to do them. And all of the people respond, Amen. Amar kol ha'am, Amen. And by saying the word Amen, it shows that they are accepting the stipulation upon themselves that if they don't keep these commandments, they will be cursed, and they will receive these curses upon themselves. And then the third category refers to Amen as Hamanas Devar, may it be so, Halavai, so it should be God's will. And so the background to this time where the word Amen appears in the Bible is it appears in Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 6. And the background is at the beginning of the kingdom of Tzidkiyahu's rule, there was a prophet who was known as a false prophet, Hananiah ben Azor, and he prophesied that when Yechoniah, the king of Judah, and all those who were exiled with him, and they brought down into Babylon the utensils of the temple, and he prophesied that those are going to be returned to the land of Israel in just 2 years. When Jeremiah heard this, Jeremiah prophesied that in addition to not only would these utensils not return in 2 years, but all the other utensils of the temple that had not yet been exiled would also be exiled to Babylon, and they would only return after 70 years of exile in Babylon. And so when Hananiah said his words that it's not true, Hananiah said that in just a short amount of time, in just 2 years, the utensils are returning. Jeremiah said, Vayomer Yirmiyahu Anavi, Amen, Ken Yase Hashem, Yakim Hashem Es Tvarecha. You know, Halavai, I wish it were true, but it's not true. May it be your will. God, yeah, of course, we would all want it to happen, but it's a pipe dream because it's not going to happen. And we see from here that Amen means, so it may be God's will, which is ironic that the source for that appearing in the Bible is where it's saying it's not going to happen. But he was saying, how I wish it would happen, that's what will happen, that the exile will be cut short. So that is those are the three times that we see that the word Amen appears, and it's become an established custom today that after somebody hears a blessing being said, that a person responds, Amen. According to the Gemara in Shabbos 119b, the word Amen has another meaning. There it means as abbreviation for Kel, God's name, Melech Ne'eman. The letters Aleph Mem Nun stand for Kel Melech Ne'eman, which implies gratitude to Hashem and acceptance of His kingdom upon our lives. And according to the Gemara in Brachos 53b, there Rabbi Yossi says that so great is Amen that basically you're affirming something that Gadol Ha'ona Amen Yoser Min Amen Mevarach, that a person who responds Amen to a prayer is actually the one that is even considered to be more important than the one who says the blessing themselves, meaning they've said an even greater affirmation, because the person who knows it, I guess, knows it on their own already. So by affirming Amen, you have come to an even higher level. And then there are several important halachos about the word Amen. So in addition to reciting the blessing after every Amen, a person has to be careful, says the Gemara in Brachos, that you have to wait. We have to wait until the end of the bracha before reciting Amen. Otherwise, it's known as a bracha chatufa, a snatched bracha. And also, at the same time, we shouldn't wait too long, because if we wait too long before responding Amen, that's known as a bracha yesoma, or basically an orphaned blessing. And so that's an Amen that is a yesoma. And so there is also established a custom and a modern custom of having sudas amanim, where people try to make sure to recite the Amen 100 times as a segula, as a blessing for things to come true in a positive way.